The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride. On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You know what time it is. It's pep talk time, Pensacola's expert panel, and time for Boat Smart. Stefan Schmidt is here with us this morning. Good morning, Stefan.
Good morning. Good morning.
Boat Smart. Here we go. It's the boating season.
The laid-back version.
It is boating season, and I think everybody's ready, getting those boats in the water. Yeah. I noticed past weekend, saw lots of boats out there, and I thought of you. I thought, oh, boy.
Yeah, I was out there last Sunday, so
yeah.
I'll tell you a little funny story about that.
Yeah. So if you have any questions, this is a question show, Boat Smart, so you can always text them in at 850-437-1620. So here we go.
You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show, 850-437-1620, the number. Call or text. Maybe you have a question about your boat. Maybe you just have a comment about the school. Maybe you have a comment you'd like to give us about your boating experience or anything like that, or maybe about the topic last week or whatever, you know?
Yeah, and I should say that Stefan Schmidt is a Marine Services instructor at Georgetown Technical College, and this whole half hour is sponsored by our friends at Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida.
That's right. So I'm telling you, we're in summer school,
mm-hmm.
and it's the funniest thing. We started summer school on Monday.
Right.
And I have a little speech I always give in summer school, and it's kind of, we're like laid back, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I always tell my students in summer school, I said, this is the summer school version of me, okay? What you see here stays here.
Oh, see, I'm not buying this laid back business.
Oh, yeah.
I don't believe
it. We get back into August, that's when everything changes.
I don't know.
You can interview them if you want to. And I even said, y'all can have some music in the shop and all this stuff. And so they're just having a good time over there.
Okay.
You know?
Interesting.
I'm able to be in the shop with them
mm-hmm.
and hang out. That's kind of fun for me, you know, to be out there troubleshooting and stuff like that.
Okay.
You know?
So normally you're not able to do that during the school year.
No, I mean, I do it. Of course, I don't want listeners to think I'm not out there involved, but it's a type of thing where I'm running around like the chicken with the head cut off, whatever, you know, and trying to take care of the students that are in the classroom, the ones that are in the shop. And it's a little bit of, you know, controlled chaos during a regular school year. But right now it's kind of easy, you know, we're kind of going out there and just letting them do their own projects. I said, give me a list of things that you want to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And several students gave me lists. One wanted to learn lower units. So they're going to start on lower units. We have another students that wanted to learn electrical.
Mm-hmm.
Electronics and stuff like that. So I have them on a project. And some other students just want to do maintenance and repair and that kind of stuff. So we're doing all kinds of different, things that they want to learn that's maybe not associated with where they're at right now.
Right.
So they're able to move out of that and move forward a little bit. And everything they learn, you know, of course, goes into their toolbox,
mm-hmm.
right? And they continue to learn. So, yeah.
No, that's great.
We're having a good time over there. And yeah, so it's fun. Boat Smart is sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine located at 5621 Bayer Road here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487. KeyMarineCenter.com is their website. Remember, Key Marine is your Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki, and Cox Diesel Outboard Repair Center.
Okay.
And they can repower you. Right now, they are running a special. I got an email from Dustin. I'm about to read it because I got it on the way in here. They're running a special on repowers right now, offering reduced insulation cost for motors that they have in stock. So if you purchase a motor that they have in stock at a reduced price as well, because they have the best deals in town, they will help you on the labor for installing the motors. A lot of times when you buy a motor repower, the labor is not included because they never know what they're going to get into. It's not sometimes as simple as taking one off and putting another one on.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot that goes into that.
Right.
Right. So, yeah. So that is a special discount right now. Mention Boat Smart when you call them. They said give them a call to inquire about this, and the current stock is listed on the website.
Excellent. So that number, 850-492-0487, the website, keymarinecenter.com.
Yep.
Definitely take advantage of that now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the beginning of summer.
Yeah.
This is the time to do it if you're going to switch out the motor.
I talked to Bill last night on the phone. He said he wanted to come back in and hang out with us on the air again, you know, and he said, man, I've been so busy. They took in 50 jobs this week.
Wow. You know?
So I don't want to discourage people that are going out there. They still can get it done, right?
Right.
But they took in a lot of work out there and are moving through it. That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's the season.
I believe probably 49 of them came from the radio show.
Hey, that's
right?
Wonderful. We love
that's
that.
That's how it works, right?
Yes,
so, yeah. So they people listen to the show. They take their boats out there, get them serviced, maybe get a repower as well. So as we went into summer school, we're just having a good time. I'm working side by side with the students, and it's just so much fun doing that. We've had a couple things that we're going to be doing. Next Tuesday, we're going to Cape Horn Boats on Tuesday.
Oh, where is that?
That is over in the Milton area, in the Milton Industrial Park.
Uh-huh.
So we're going over there. It's Fabro Corporation. I go in there about every 3 or 4 years, and I've been working on for about 2 months trying to get a schedule because they're very busy out there.
Uh-huh.
And so they like to have a little, you know, heads up. So we're headed over there Tuesday, so I will have some information on that next week and let the listeners know what we saw. But it's really neat for the students to see boats built
right
from the ground up, literally, to get them ready to go into the water.
Yeah, that would be great.
So they're going to see what it takes to put a boat together, where they start, you know, and all this stuff. And it's always fascinating to see this.
Yeah, I would think so.
And I've had students work at Cape Horn through the years, you know. I don't believe I have any out there right now. I may, but I have had people out there working in the fiberglass part or in the final stages of the boat build, rigging them out and that kind of stuff. We've had them at different boat manufacturers throughout the area too. So,
and they've been around a long time, a family business.
They have been around 35 years, and I was doing some research on that, and I remember Cape Horn Boats from back in the early 90s. I was working for a boat dealership called Emerald Coast Marine, and we were like one of the first Cape Horn dealerships in the country.
Huh, okay.
And they started out with these smaller boats, like a 16-foot little boat, and started working their way up. And through the years, Cape Horn has probably, in my opinion, become one of the best offshore boats in the world, if you ask me. They're a great boat, okay? And it's through the time and efforts that they spend, you know, making the boat better for the customer. So if you go to their website, capehornboats.com, and check them out, they have the history and things like that on there, and the boats and the boat quality and stuff. But, yeah, they've really come a long ways.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you've got a question for Stefan, you can text it in at 850-437-1620. And I do have a question for you.
Okay.
If you're ready.
Yep.
Okay. This one says, do you do any pre-purchase inspections and evaluations of used boats?
So Key Marine will do that for you.
Okay.
Okay. As a lot of people probably, maybe they don't know, but if you're asking if we do it at the school, we can, but it has to be somebody that works for the school district. So a lot of times a customer that works for the school district is purchasing a boat. They can make arrangements for us to do a pre-buyer's inspection on that at school, but they have to be an employee of the school district.
Okay, that makes sense.
So if you're not an employee of the school district, highly recommend a Key Marine can do that for you. The benefit, of course, is they train technicians that they have out there. They know what to look for. And I highly recommend if you're buying a boat to get a pre-buyer's on it.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on the boat, you may want to get an inspection, you know, to somebody look at it at a higher level for insurance purposes and stuff like that, you know. But, yeah, but for a motor, the boat, as far as the boat is concerned and electrical and all that, Key Marine can handle that for you. And, you know, they'll do a compression test, a leak down test. They do everything. A visual inspection was really important.
Mm-hmm.
And just look things over. If it's a late model motor, they'll get a download, let you know some running, how the boat's been ran, that kind of stuff. But also highly recommend that you go to the customer that you're purchasing it from and get their records. Hopefully they have records on the boat, right? What they've done in the past and that kind of stuff, and do that as well.
So these are great tips for a first-time buyer.
Yeah. Now, if you're a first-time buyer and you're buying a used boat, no doubt about it, you need to get it checked out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That is, I've had people bring me boats, you know, after they purchased it for a tune up or for the, you know, their first service, right?
Right.
A used boat. And I'm checking the boat out, and let's say it's a twin engine boat. One of the engines on the other, it has low compression. And they thought the boat was running fine.
Oops.
And the reality was it was not running fine.
Okay.
Yeah. And they bought a blown up engine.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, That's not good.
No.
Not good. I had a customer one time. This is not, it is comical, but it's not. They purchased a boat, had twin Mercury 150s on the back of it. These were two-stroke engines, so it's been a while back, okay? Mm-hmm. And they purchased the boat and wanted me to come out and service it. It was on a lift.
Right.
And part of the service was he wanted me to run it, make sure it was running fine. I checked compression, ignition. Everything looked great at the dock. You know, I was doing the service and everything. Everything was good at the dock.
Mm-hmm.
I turned around, put the boat in the water, and took it out and went through a long no-wake zone, got into the little area where I could throttle it up to check the RPMs. I barely got on plane and wanted the motor shut down.
No.
Couldn't get it to – it locked up.
No.
It locked up.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Brand new.
Right?
It's supposed to be a new boat.
Like, well, not a new boat.
But
a used, a new to this customer.
Right, right.
Yeah, just had it, like, just purchased it and put it on a lift. I had to come back on one engine and found out that what happened, the oil gear on the crankshaft had deteriorated, so there wasn't getting no oil to it. So by the time, and an alarm, you know, by the time I got an alarm and the motor shut, it was that quick, that motor was done.
Oh, my goodness.
You know,
okay.
I had to call back and make a phone call to the customer, you know.
So get your boat inspected before you buy it.
Yeah, there were some indications that the boat had overheated, you know, mm-hmm. when we were doing some inspection on it. But, you know, and, you know, the customer's reply to me was, well, at least I wasn't 20 miles offshore when that happened. And it happened to you, right? And the good thing is he had, you know, he understood.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, sometimes you purchase a boat and even a technician working on it may not see that there is an issue in further internal. So always buyer beware, of course. Right,
right? Yes. Do you recommend doing test drives?
Always,
okay.
Always. You know, if you have an opportunity, because you don't know if the boat running properly, so you should always do a sea trial on it,
mm-hmm.
you know, always do that. And you need to have somebody familiar with the product on the boat with you while you're doing that.
Right.
Yep. So okay. Always do a sea trial. 850-437-1620 is the number. Call or text if you have any questions or comments. We're more than happy to take those.
All right. Well, we've got a comment. Okay. And it says, please tell Stefan that Jake says hi.
Hey, Jake, what's going on? He's going to, I think it's his, is this Jake? Jake?
My, I don't know. It's Jake.
It
has a number, but it doesn't
see. Yeah, well, appreciate that.
Jake Walker?
Yeah, is that who it is?
Yep, that's who it is. Yeah.
So he's going to be in my living room with his drums tomorrow. He's looking for a place to set up. I thought I'm coming to my house, set up in my living room, and we'll just have a good time with the drums.
There you go.
Yeah,
all
man.
Right.
Appreciate that, Jake. Thanks for listening.
If you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. This is Boat Smart, sponsored by Key Marine Center, and our host every week is Stefan Schmidt. He's a Marine Service instructor at Georgetown Technical College, but can also answer a multitude of questions. I don't think I've had a question yet that you haven't been able to find an answer for one way or the other. So test them in. 850.
You can try to stump me if you want to.
1620.
Yeah, go ahead. We'll see what happens there.
I doubt it. I don't.
I've had lawyer questions on here and stuff before.
Right.
People ask me, hey, what do you? How do you recommend I take my girlfriend out and ask her how to marry me on a boat? And I'm like, you know. We can give you some recommendations, but maybe, you know, does she like a boat first? That's the first question.
Okay, well, I think we should go
if she don't,
to
don't
the,
marry her.
Let's go back to the mechanics of the boat. That's
right,
a safer
right,
topic.
Right. I don't know how I get on these subjects, but, you know. So
it's the beginning of boating season.
Yeah.
What should people do?
You know,
before they get in,
let me tell you something funny. Okay, so I'm digging in further into safety, right?
Yes.
And I'm watching these Marine Patrol get on boats and giving tickets for things. I'm thinking, why are you giving a ticket for this, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the tickets that the people had was they're throwable. It's a cushion that you're supposed to be able to throw out. Just
oh
little,
yeah, I've seen
little,
those.
Yeah, like
yeah,
2 foot by 2 foot
those,
square.
Yeah.
Yep. It's called
those.
A throwable. In case somebody gets out away from, you can throw it out there and get them in the boat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Get them floating at least, right? So I was really I was watching these videos and I'm seeing this officer get onto the people because of course their stuff is the throwable was way down under their life jackets, so they had
right.
very little access to it. You know,
right.
It took you a minute to get to it, right? So so I'm making sure when I get in my boat that I got my throwable available to me
mm-hmm.
instead of buried up in my life jacket, you know.
Yeah,
so I'm thinking,
10
right?
minutes it takes you to find it, the
yeah.
person could drown. So,
but the officer said that the throwable has to be on the deck, not stowed away.
Really?
So I started to do some research because
uh-huh.
that didn't sound right to me. Right.
Okay.
So what I found out was the throwable needed to have had to be accessible, immediately accessible. It could be stowed away, but it needed to be the first thing you access.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I rearranged my stuff. Put my throwable on top, make sure I had all my gear on the boat because I knew I didn't want to get pulled over or nothing, right? So we're headed out and we put it in the water, and I'm thinking, oh, I need to look, find my registration, make sure I have it. Well, I'm on the boat and I'm looking through all my, I got my registration, but it's not this year's registration.
Oh no.
It was last year's registration. I have my trailer registration in there, but I didn't have my other registration. I think, oh man.
Oh no.
You know, searched the truck, searched the boat. I knew I put my registration in the boat, but guess what? I didn't. It was sitting on my desk at home.
Oh no.
So I'm thinking, today's the day
that you'll get stopped.
That I'm
going
to get stopped. And they're going to, I got my registration on my boat. It is accurate and it's up to date, mm-hmm. but I didn't have my physical registration in the boat, right? So I'm thinking, today's the day.
Right.
And I told my wife, I says, if we get pulled over, do not tell the officer what I do for a living unless we get a clear inspection, and then we'll brag about it a little bit, right? So that's the rules on my boat. We don't tell them what I do for a living unless I get a good inspection,
Yeah.
So I didn't have my registration, but it is on the boat now.
Okay.
It is there now. So I make sure I have everything. My throwable, my life jackets, my sounding device, mm-hmm. my first aid kit. They don't talk about that a lot.
Right.
My fire extinguisher and all that stuff is on my boat. You need to make sure you have all that stuff too. Make sure your throwable is accessible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All
very
good
important
advice, especially if this is your first summer having a boat, or if you've just had it in your garage for a year. Now you're getting it back out again.
Yep.
Make sure everything is up to date.
Up to date and all that stuff. Make sure that it's not falling apart. You know,
right.
Got dry rot and all that stuff. You
absolutely.
Know? Midway Fire Department had a post on Facebook this morning,
mm-hmm.
where they had to rescue a boat that was sinking.
Oh, no.
I believe there were some couple kids on the boat, I believe a man, a woman, and a dog, right? They were able to rescue these people, but what they cited when they showed up to the boat that was sinking, all passengers had their life jackets on. So,
that's,
you know,
good.
So I put on there, you know, I always talk about that. That's a great, you know, great job to have your life jackets. They're very accessible in that mm-hmm. way, in case something does happen, you have it there. Because so many times a boat can go down pretty quick. If you don't have access to that stuff pretty quick, you know, you could have an issue.
You could be in trouble.
You could be in trouble,
mm-hmm.
right?
And what about
so,
pets?
They should have a life jacket as well. And I do for
mm-hmm.
my dog.
But
know?
A lot of people don't think of that.
They don't. Now, I see pets bow riding sometimes.
Yes, I've seen
it makes
that.
Makes me a nervous wreck, and I don't like it. I yell at people. Get that dog off the bow. Get a life jacket on him, you know?
Yeah, well.
You never know what can excite a dog to jump off a boat or whatever, right?
Sure.
So it's always good to have that on them. You know it's hot out there and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I don't have my life jacket on my dog all the time if I'm inside.
Right.
But I'll have a leash on them also.
Right.
You know, but my life jacket is there. It is accessible to make sure that everybody, even your pets, have life jackets available on the boat. So y'all make sure you do that. If you have any questions, you can always go to the Coast Guard website, Florida Fish and Game website, and they can give you all the information that you need as well about life jackets and safety equipment also. So.
Okay, well, we've got a listener on the line who
okay.
has a question for you. His name is Steve, so hang on just a second. Let me get Steve hooked up. Good morning, Steve. How you doing? You're on Pep Talk. You're live, so be careful what you say.
Always.
What's your question, sir?
We got a, I think it's a 98, 28-foot bay liner with a Bravo 3 outdrive, and it's in the up position. The boat has a trim switch and a trailer switch. And we're unable to get the outdrive to go down. And I was just wondering if there's a trick to it.
Yeah. Okay. Great question. So can you hear the motor running or attempting to run when you hit the down?
Yes.
Okay. So if you hear the trim motor running when you go down, okay, what probably is happening, your trim rams are stuck. Okay. So what you could possibly do, you could spray some rust inhibitor on the trim rams themselves, on the metal part, the actuators, the rams, and then have somebody to try to get the drive down. Stand on the drive, literally, this is what you, and kind of jump up and down on it while the other person is trying to trim it down. Sometimes that will free them up and let it go down. And once that happens, you can run that drive up and down, and that will free it up. If the boat's been sitting up for a while, that's a typical problem. Now, if the trim motor isn't running and you're hearing a click or something like that, you know, that's a different story. That's an electrical problem, okay? But if you feel like it's been sitting for a while in that up position, try that method. As long as you hear that trim motor running, that means everything should be working, and you should be able to you know, trim it down. Now, if it's all the way up and you look in your reservoir, it's going to look like it's a little low on fluid. So the reservoir will go move up and down as far as fluid is concerned. So make sure you do have fluid in the reservoir as well. I hope that helps you with that question. If you can't get it, Key Marine can work on that for you.
Okay. I just wondered if you had to hit the trim switch and the trailer switch at the same time or what?
Not to go down. So going down is just strictly a down switch. Your trailer button, there's a trim limit switch on your drive, okay, on the transom shield. That limits how much it goes up under trim. The trailer button will take it up further, so when you load it up on the trailer, it moves the drive further up so you don't drag it coming up the boat ramp for trailering purposes. The trim limit limits the available trim so you don't over-trim while you're running the boat. So not in the down position, no. As long as you hear a motor running, it may not be electrical. It may just be that it's stuck.
Okay, appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, Boat Smart with Stefan Smith. Obviously, he is our expert in the house. So if you have a question, you can always call or text in at 850-437-1620.
That's a fairly easy troubleshooting for a technician to get in the boat, depending on access. That system typically has a switch. It has a couple trim relays or trim solenoids. And you get back here what we call a power probe, and you probe a couple things to check it, and you can get it to move. But a lot of times I'll see that where they're stuck in that up position.
Okay. All right, great question. And here's a question that's coming in. We've got a couple minutes left, Stefan, but this was something we talked about last week. Can you talk about the new law regarding the authorities being able to pull you over without cause and boarding your boat and all the things that you talked about before?
Yeah, so, I'm watching that a lot, and I'm looking at that. And I actually want to do an extended version of the show. I'm going to go out somewhere and try to do an extended version of a show on my own for my channel, so I'm trying to do that too. But I think it's good and bad, okay, honestly. And a lot of times, and I don't know, there was a situation, I don't know if I mentioned this or not on the show last week, where there was a boat traveling over in Pensacola Beach through Bob Sykes Bridge. It was a pontoon boat. There were several occupants on board, and when they went by the Marine Patrol, they actually told them they were double number one, if you know what I mean. Held up their hands. The driver, that captain, flipped them off.
Oh, my gosh.
So now we have the Marine Patrol is going, you know what? Let's go and investigate this boat, right? They flipped around, went over there, and guess what? They were drinking. They were underage.
Oh, my goodness.
And it gave them the ability to board that boat and check all their stuff, and they end up arresting the guy that flipped them off. You know,
wow.
Why would you do that? Why would you draw attention to yourself in those situations, you know?
Exactly.
So, yeah, I think the law is good for the people that don't break the law.
Right.
You know, and sometimes I think it might be bad if you're breaking the law and then not giving them an ability to stop somebody from, you know, that is unsafe on the water.
Okay. Is there somewhere people can go to find out more about that law?
Yeah, there's a lot on the website. You can Google Governor DeSantis and talk about boat boarding. It will find it on there, all the law and how he came about all that as well.
Okay. And then you have your own channel now on YouTube. So talk a bit about that. We've got a few seconds left.
Boat Smart Tricks of the Trade. I'm trying to put a lot of material up there. All these shows go up there as well. So if you Google or go to YouTube, Boat Smart Tricks of the Trade, that will get you to it. There's a lot of tricks of the trade out there. Different people do different things. But if you put Boat Smart in front of it, that will bring up all our shows and stuff, and we can get that on there. I'm a little behind right now, but I'm going to get all that stuff up there. So that's a good way to see this as well. And on our podcast.
Exactly. You can find that at newsradio923.com.
No doubt.
Click on podcast, Pensacola Expert Panel, and you'll see Boat Smart. And you can see every episode that we've done.
That's right.
Listen to it. So.
Yep. I appreciate the calls and texts today. Thank you all very much. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Stefan. Always a lot of fun with Boat Smart, and it's the season, so happy boating this weekend, everybody.
That's right.
This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We'll be back in just a few minutes right after the news on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.